from south, but this is where the, as I said before, the mail came from the Keys, came from Key West.
So it went to the Keys first and then came up?
Mm-hmm. For some unknown reason.
It didn't come down by the railroad?
Mm-hmm. No, well, the railroad hadn't even come down as far yet when the settlement was in.
Right, right. Okay. Well, your grandmother was here before the railroad, then.
Uh-huh. Right. Hmm. And she remembered Flagler Street and those things. Just coming to Bay.
Hmm. You know, talking to all these different principalities and communities, I'm getting kind of a fragmented montage of what was going on. There's a lot of politics involved.
Oh, yeah. Cotton Grove was to have remained a city by itself, but somehow it lost its own identity when Miami grew and they decided to, well, okay, we'll let you make it a part of Miami City. Miami City, had just called it a little town called Cotton Grove in Miami, but it's part of, you know, the Miami government aspect, or Miami is a governing aspect, but the Grove is just that portion.
From what you know, about what time would Miami have become, say, like a metropolitan area?
Mm-hmm. From Miami, the metropolitan, you mean like the bustling city and stuff like this?
Yeah.
I guess it would be around the 1920s.
Okay. Prior to the speculation boom.
Right.
The bubble. Okay. That's one of the things. I ask that to a lot of people, and I'm beginning to get that.
That time.
About 25, right before 25, I was
right.
Yeah. Okay. What would you use to sweep floor with?
Broom.
Okay. Were they constructed? Did you make them yourself? Or?
As far as I remember, I've always seen the brooms constructed. We bought brooms from the store. And they were pretty sturdy. They had a pretty good life expectancy of about, well, it depends on whose house you lived in. If you lived in one of my neighbors, I have a neighbor by the name of Rose, whose life expectancy for a broom was something like a month. She was a sweeping woman, boy. she, every time you turn around, she's sweeping. At our house, was a little less, was a little longer. I would speculate that her reasons were she had really, there was a house full of them. Maybe it was one large house with all of her children and her grandchildren living in it. The house had something like in the neighborhood of 18, 19 different large size living areas. And they all lived there, the road. And so many people living there at that time.
What kind of floors?
Primarily wood.
Okay, do you know what kind of wood?
Pine. Most of the time.
Was that the main construction material?
Right.
I guess that's the most abundant.
Right.
What kind of trees do they have? As you remember, as a young man, what the first knowledge that you had of all the flora and fauna, what was the...
As far as wood, oak, pine was the biggest. Pine, oak, and coconut. And things like maple were rare. As far as we were concerned, mango trees. Of course, I have to remember all the jungle fruit: mango, orange trees, soursop trees.
Soursop.
Soursop.
What type
it's
is that?
A fruit, sort of. It's an ugly-looking thing. It's very, very bitter. It's sort of like it's sometimes it grows that long. The fruit grows that long on it.
2 feet.
Yeah, and sometimes even larger. Its prime source was, of course, from the Haynes. It was a delicacy because it was what they used for ice cream. They made ice cream from it. And it had a very tangy taste. We loved to, it was a soursop was just like gold to you.
Now the ice cream you're talking about, is that the, like a sherbet type, or is it the same kind of ice cream that you would consider now, with the ice and the milk?
It was with the milk, things like this.